And one of the most significant differences, of course, is that a 142 trust does not require a court accounting. A 1301 trust does require a court accounting. So we're here to talk about court accounting requirements. It's a relatively mundane topic at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's an important topic for those, for trustees. If you're going to take on one of these trusts in a court, you want to stay in the good graces of the court that's administering the trust. And if you're an attorney representing a trustee on one of these, you certainly want to maintain the respect of the court and the relationship with the court. So it's important to know what the requirements are and to know how to stay on top of those.
It's also a good idea to make sure you do clean and complete accountings every year to protect yourself if you're a trustee from any future litigation down the line, from a disgruntled beneficiary or interested party. And of course, for an attorney filing those court accountings, you want to protect your trustee client. So it's not a foolproof protection against future litigation, but good accountings put everybody on notice and they're a good practice to protect.
And that's probably the most important point, because the whole point of a court accounting is you are putting the court and any interested parties on notice. So that is sometimes that's lost in the details of court accountings. But here's a quick overview of what we're going to talk about. Holly just talked about what a 1301 trust is, so we'll skip through that relatively quickly. We'll talk about when a court accounting is required and not required. We'll go through the timeline of court accounting requirements. Holly touched on that too, so we'll probably go through that relatively quickly. We'll go into more specifics about the requirements for annual accountings and more specific requirements on final accountings and how you close out a 1301 trust. We'll talk about what is filed and what is not filed with the court in this era of e-filing and privacy concerns.